On June 27, 1954, Charles Vines, a blind former Marine, kept two young women from drowning.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others. Since then, the Carnegie Hero Fund has recognized nearly 9,000 individuals.
That hot summer afternoon, Ann Ball and her cousin Barbara Wood were with the 22-year-old Vines and James Peacock. They were wading on a sandbar in a tributary of the Pascagoula River outside Merrill, Mississippi. Suddenly, both women stumbled into deep water and went under, surfacing 10 feet away, gasping for air. Peacock was swimming nearby but was prevented from helping by a leg cramp. Vines, blinded 2 years earlier in the Korean War, heard Wood screaming and immediately swam to her. Holding onto his shoulder, she directed him to her cousin, who was barely keeping her head above water. With both women in tow, Vines struck out toward the sandbar. As they neared it, Wood let go to swim in, but swift current pulled her downstream. After getting Ball onto the sandbar, Vines set off after Wood, by then 200 feet away. Swimming after her for more than 100 yards, guided by her voice and directions shouted from Peacock, Vines caught up with the barely conscious Wood and towed her to safety.
A century of heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years. For more on this hero, visit carnegiehero.org.